Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You so much. Here's Sirianni's press conference.
Flip it.
What happened to Jalen Carter?
Yeah, we'll get you some of that information here later. But you know, had practice. You know, when you're practicing hard and practicing, you know, to get better. You know, things happen at times.
Why'd you go with pads on Wednesday?
That's normal day for us for pads. We did it, but that is a good question, Jeff, because we did it on Thursday. Early in the year, and it's just, hey, you know, just always trying to think of, you know, ways that we can make the guys as healthy as possible and also as ready as possible. And so it was just a decision that we made and that I had to make to move it back, you know, to Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did Slay have some sort of a setback with the knee?
Again, we'll get you that information again, and so, you know, I'm hoping all these guys are ready to go, but we'll see as it goes. And today's going to tell a lot.
A couple of the guys, Nick, had talked about the need to get the playoff sooner in the play clock. I know that there's different responsibilities there, but when it comes to the quarterback, what's his responsibility to ensure that you guys are doing that?
It takes everybody, right? It takes the call, you know, from Kellen. It takes the, you know, me talking about the game management scenario, you know, in plays prior to that. It takes the personnel guys, you know, it's Jason Michael, Aaron Moorhead, Jamal Singleton, to getting the personnel in. Those personnel guys coming in and communicating so we get the right guys in the huddle. It takes Jalen calling the play. It takes getting up to the line, you know, getting up to the line of scrimmage. It takes whether it's a motion or a shift. And then it takes into account, like, everyone having to make the call beforehand. So I kind of explained to you everybody's role there. And then there's times it takes a check, right? And so, you know, we're constantly working on that. We have a clock at practice that's actually below 40 seconds. That's at 35 seconds to put the pressure on us to be able to do that. But, you know, we're always thinking about our operation, talking about our operation. And, you know, we want to – again, there's times – it's. I think it's kind of like – there's times you want the operation to be really fast. There's certain points in the game you want to snap it at one. There's certain points in the game you want to snap it at 5, 8, you know, 12, you know, all depending on the scenario. But it truly takes everybody to be on the same page and everybody working in unison for that operation to be smooth and clean.
Different tackling
drills last week helped against the Browns, and where did that idea come from? Where you change it up?
Yeah, you know, again, everything is always on, you know, the docket, right? Whether it's what time you practice, whether it's pads or not pads, of everything you can do to get better. And my job is to, you know, think about, hey, this is what this area hasn't been good enough. How do we get better at this? And so, you know, with the help of the defensive coaches, you look at the tackles that you've missed. What is the common thread? You know, we did something a little bit different that wasn't a drill this week when we had pads on with the way we wrapped and different things like that. And so there's a lot of different things that go into it. You know, I think I have a big part of it when I'm in front of the team every day, pointing out the tackles that are done properly and pointing out the tackles that we feel like we would have missed if it was in a game. So a lot goes into that. You know, and I think, you know, a lot of credit to the defensive coaches of being creative, coming up with different ideas of things they've done in the past or making up new things to simulate the things that you're trying to simulate in a game. Now, you know, it's different. Like, there's times where there's the best coaching point you have for a tackle is come down with a body part. Obviously, you can't do that. You can't simulate that, but you can simulate the approach. You can simulate the wrap. You can simulate a lot of different things. And again, that was just a full team effort. And we got to, you know, you're only as good as your last game. So, you know, we want to make sure that we're a fundamentally sound team. That's a big part of who we are and what we want to be.
With all the factors you listed on getting a playoff,
Which of the factors has most frequently taken too much time?
Yeah, I'm not going to answer that. I mean, it's a different, and I'll answer it, but it's different for every. If there's a play clock that's going down, there's different reasons for it, each individual one.
Nick,
that's a good question. Yeah.
Nick, there's been a lot of talk about from analysts, like, doesn't look like a Kellen Moore offense, or it doesn't look like a Nick Sirianni offense. I'm curious from your perspective, what do you think of that discussion and, like, labeling a certain offense after a coach specifically?
Yeah, I think that at the end of the day, coaches adapt to the things that their players do well and try to put them in maximize their potential. I think that's been the thought of us since we've gotten here, is how do we maximize, we've never run play A to AJ before, but, man, AJ had a lot of success at that at Tennessee. We need to start running that more. I mean, when we got AJ, there was a couple plays that we've implemented into our offense that have been highly, highly successful, okay, without getting too much into it, of what that play is. And I think that's the same thing of who your right guard is. Mekhi's new at right guard, different than Cam at right guard, and who's your center, and then who's your tight end. Because everybody has skill sets, right? And nobody's skill sets are exactly the same. And so, again, you do what you like, and that's defensively too. You do what your players can excel at. That doesn't mean you don't dabble in new things that because we got very talented players, so we have a lot of confidence that they can do a lot of different things. But that doesn't mean you don't dabble into other things. But you really try to focus on the things that and guys do well and what they can do and what they do well. And so that kind of takes its life as the season continues on, because you start to feel a little different about how things are going and get a better feel for how they're doing this year, because that player's skill set changes year in, year out, right? And so there's a lot that goes into that. Again, I think that's the sign of coaching is figuring that out, and that's a big part of it.
We'll do two more.
How do you like the way he's kind of settled in as at right guard, and as far as the decision whether to move him to left tackle?
Good question. I think Mekhi's done a really nice job. I'm really pleased that we have him. A great job to Howie and his staff of getting Mekhi in this building. And Mekhi's done a nice job next to Lane on the line of scrimmage. We'll see, where he has to go this week. But he's a big man inside at guard. We had pass rush drill the other day, and what a battle between him and Jalen Carter. And you're watching it, and you're like, this is how you get better, right? Is iron sharpening iron, good player against good player. And he's so long in there as a guard. And there's about three or four blocks I see a game of the movement that happens on a three technique between Lane and Mekhi, and that happens at practice a lot. I mean, Mekhi's a big, powerful man. I can't say enough good things about how Mekhi's done since he's gotten here. And Coach Stout and all the things that he's done to help him, and all the things, and then I go sit in an offensive line meeting the other day, and I'm sitting in there, and Mekhi has a rep, and then, Coach Stout starts to talk, gives his coaching point, and then Landon has a coaching point. That's unbelievable. That is a sign of a good, team coming together, of all these little things, all these little steps. And so I was really impressed by that when, Landon offered up a coaching point, and Mekhi looking over at him, and, that's impressive to me.
All right, we'll cut it there.
They got him out of there.
Listen, 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia, live from the Tasty Cake Studio. The Nick Sirianni press conference. So that thing ended a little abruptly for some reason. All right,
he talked too much.
Well, that there's that part of it too. All right, we got to react to something we just heard there from Sirianni that caught all of our attention, and just how important is this game? We'll throw that into the mix next. 215-592-9490. If you trust the Eagles to win this game Sunday, so much to react to, so much to talk about. Hop on the lines. Midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
What?
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.